My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And across from me, I mean, he is suited and booted on a football and F off Friday. G. Bush, what's up, buddy?
We ready to go. I had to come with my Sunday's best. I'm making a debut. I don't think I've ever worked with you on Afternoon Drive. I had to make it special.
Well, I got to say, I think your Sunday best is better than the Browns' Sunday best.
That ain't hard to do.
Is that okay? Was that actually unintentionally a shot at you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then I take it back. I will not take my anger on the Cleveland Browns out on you, G. Bush. I will say, interesting chair choice. Because you and I are almost exactly the same size human beings.
Yes.
And you chose the very low to the ground chair.
Right.
This is not judgment. There's just a chair that we would. I'm looking down at you right now, and you're one of the few people I actually get to look eye to eye with. So it's tripping me up a little bit.
Yeah. Listen, here I'm just used to taking what chair they give me on the weekend. Sometimes there ain't no chairs in here. We sit Indian style and do the show. But no, I just came and grabbed it. And here's the thing about sitting in a smaller chair. It gives you a different vantage point of life.
Like how smaller people live.
Yeah, like listen, this would be horrible if I had to look up to you like this. This would be bad choices, seating arrangements here.
So this is my anytime I pick up my kids are getting a little too old to pick up, specifically the 14-year-old, but the 10-year-olds are not. And so when I pick them up, they're like, this is what the world looks like from your vantage point. Whoa. I'm like, I know, right?
Nick, this is crazy because I remember when we used to work together on the weekends, dragging ourselves out of bed. I remember when you had those children.
Yes.
And they were nothing but babies.
You know what blew my mind yesterday? I realized that when the station started, I was 26. Spoiler alert, I'm no longer 26. I'm a middle-aged man, and it is going as poorly or as well as it possibly can on any given day.
Them hours and weeks and years be flying by, man. Every year it gets faster and faster, man. That's why it's so depressing that we continue to lose people, our loved ones, and the Browns continue to not get it done.
And sometimes it's the Browns that are helping us lose those people. It is the Browns shaving years off the lives of our loved ones.
I gotta say, man,
I'm feeling pretty rosy today, though, because it's just a gigantic week, or weekend, rather, in Cleveland sports. And listen, in one way, the Guardians game getting moved to 108 tomorrow helps you, because now you can split up. You don't have to make the choice between trying to watch, you know, who's on the big screen and who's on the phone, or who you're going to split screen and who gets the main focus. But Ohio State, Oregon, out west, we've got Guardians, Tigers, Game 5. Game 4 was so much damn fun. And we can be as cynical as you want. Browns, Eagles on Sunday in a game that once again feels more winnable than we thought it would.
Yeah, listen, Outson Stadium, you get an opportunity to see the Ohio State Buckeyes. They look like they're a bona fide national championship contender. Chip Kelly returns home, so to speak, with the, you know, and by the way, his offense is morphed. He's done a good job of evolving as he's gotten older. I like what he's doing out there.
I just love that as he's gotten older, he's like, I'm going to get as many fat guys on the O-line as I can.
Yeah.
Get as many 325, 330, 340, 350s. And by the way, this is year one. They're going to get fatter. Just wait for it. And we're just going to run the ball down everybody's throat instead of, I know he ran the ball a lot at Oregon, but like he had Marcus Mariota. Yeah. He had really good quarterback play. Now he's content to just, nope. We're just going to run it down your throat.
And then when we don't run it, we have the best receivers that are 12 years old. I mean, Jeremiah Smith is like 14 or something, and he's just like, this dude is a monster.
You really want to feel super old? Jeremiah Smith was like 5 when this station started.
Man.
There. Sorry I did that. Sorry to anybody listening. I'm sorry I did that. But that was a shot across the bow for G. Bush.
Well, you know, and the great part about it is you get – and I have to say this. There is nothing more exhilarating – but nerve-wracking. Then I don't watch every single baseball game of the year. Obviously, it's kind of difficult to do. But when you watch every single baseball game, I've never died, and being reincarnated after every single pitch. It's nerve-wracking. I want to go smoke a cigarette. Like, and I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. It's just so nerve-wracking. But when you are able to pull out a win like the Guardians did on the road, It's the best feeling in the world because, you know, even though there was a struggle there, they got it. And a sacrifice bunt of all – a suicide squeeze out of all things. And I've never –
by David Fry, of all people. Like the second least – Josh Naylor's the least likely guy to do it, and then it's probably David Fry.
Well, I heard the story is he goes to Stephen Vogt, or Vogt goes to him and says, hey, can you lay down this bunt? And he's like, well, I've never really done it, but – let's give it a good old try. And he lays it down. Great slide. Great slide, by the way.
I'm sorry to one-up you here. Elite slide.
I mean.
That was a holy crap play by Brian Rocchio, or as we call him, Playoff Brian Rocchio.
I mean, by the way, Playoff Brian Rocchio is different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where he got this this Super Saiyan boost from. I don't know if he got his Zenkai boost because he was – it's crazy. Like, the fact that – and by the way – he's taking some borderline pitches. Eye is now on 100. He's taking pitches. He's getting on base. And I'm just happy that you get Kwan back swinging the bat like he was, being judicious, slapping the ball this way. And Jose Ramirez, is he out of his slump?
Yeah.
Is he there?
I mean, I think it was just you couldn't have scripted that game up better. I mean, even having to get the insurance run, thinking you probably don't need it because Clase's on the bump, and then you get the double, then obviously guys get moved over, then the run, and then Clase just whiffing, just striking him out to end the game. You could not have scripted that game in terms of drama factor better because that game seesawed 3 or 4 times where you're like, oh, Guardians up 1-0. Okay, now it's 1-1. Now it's 2-1. And it just kept going back and forth. But I think, you know, like we talked a lot about the difference between Guardians wins and Guardians losses. And this is no disrespect to the Tigers. They have earned it.
Yeah.
Salute to the Detroit Tigers. You guys are tough. Their fans are a lot of fun. And I'm sorry, this series has been so much damn.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fun. Same point. I felt like, certainly in Game 3, there was some self-defeatism for the Cleveland Guardians. And I think it's true. Like, the axiom I think is true with this team more than everything. In baseball, it's not always this case. Sometimes it's the offensive line just kind of takes you to a title. Sometimes it's an elite, you know, 2 or 3 starters or an elite bullpen or whatever, and then a little bit of help otherwise. No. The Guardians are 1 through 26. And last night was a perfect team win. And you know, Bybee, I thought, battled like hell. Did give up two earned. Got that relatively quick hook. Battled. Hosey, finding it. Rocchio, playoff Rocchio. Kwan is certainly on one right now. Like, I just, and I will tell you, you were talking about living and dying and being revived and all that. My family's getting to see what playoff Nick Wilson looks like. That dude is crazy. I asked everybody to bring the volume down. I was like, guys, I'm going to need you to simmer down. Stop cross-talking while I'm trying to watch this game. I mother bleeped Josh Naylor at least twice last night. I started chanting Jose, Jose. You understand? Like, I don't do these things normally for any other sporting event. And it's like I was at the game. And Vanessa, I think, initially was like, oh, I love this, Nick. And then at some point, she's like, we got gummies. You want one? Can we get you a Valium? Can we just bring down the anxiety a little bit? The dog, Mongo. Mongo's climbing up on me. Anytime I get anxious, this dog senses it and climbs up on me. He was on literally my sternum last night.
Like, yo,
because I was just out of it.
I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm not having a heart attack. You was out there with some rosary beads and a random candle lit vigil. I'm like, turn the lights off. Like when my grandma used to be storming outside, turn them lights off.
I was
the Lord is mad right now.
I was praying to my God, your God, Xenu, a Tom Cruise's God. I'm praying to atheists. There was a seance at one point trying to get Louis Tion to give us a little good luck here. May he recently rest in peace. Yeah, that was something last night.
And then Clause, it's all in our DNA because we know we felt the Jose Mesa situation, and it's like, I was annoyed that the Detroit Tigers were in there. I'm like, these are some damn good at bats. Like the one guy, he ropes a ball down the left field line. It's 102 miles an hour above the letters. Yep. How are you pulling that? I'm like, this is, and it gets to a point where you're like, man, is it just Detroit's magical season or something? Yep. Because like no one has hit Clause A like that. Nobody. Yep. And now you see two games in a row. So by the way, it's going to set up. He's going to be a pivotal part of the game on Saturday. Bank it.
I'm not even over game four. I can't even mentally prepare myself for game five here. Nick Wilson, G. Bush here on a F off Friday, a football Friday. We will get to Browns and Eagles as the show goes on. There's a big question I did not hear asked on the station today. And I think it's everything that this game is about on Sunday. We're going to get to that on today's show. But we do have Adam Kaplan, Pro Football Network, SiriusXM NFL Radio, Philly guy. We'll talk with him about, maybe about the Phillies getting eliminated. More importantly, we'll talk about this Eagles team. We've got Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman at 340. We'll get his thoughts on this game, his thoughts on Deshaun Watson, his thoughts on Kevin Stefanski. Is he Oliver Twist and just wants some more power, sir? Or is he actually a little bit more in on the decision-making than people want to give him credit for? And then Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock as well. But a lot of you guys, 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, G. Bush, what's your handle, bud?
At GBush91.
And social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So we're going to start here. We've got a lot of Game 4 reaction in what was an insanely fun night. But if you had to bet on one team to win coming up this weekend, the Guardians in Game 5 or the Browns or the Eagles, if you could only bet on one, who do you actually feel most confident about? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.